Before doctors can discover who has HIV or doesn't, a patient must sign a consent form. A conflict between that public policy and a personal experience leaves commentator and psychiatrist Alyssa Eli scratching her head.
A patient of mine in the hospital bit a staff member. The attack was remorseless and intended. The patient went into restraints, and the staff member was sent for medical treatment. Among other things, this involved weighing the risks and benefits of beginning a course of HIV-inhibiting drugs. I ordered an HIV test on the patient. Blood tells all. Someone who's been bitten wants this information. In the hospital, giving blood is so common that patients might as well walk through the door with an arm out. Tubes are drawn on everyone within 24 hours of admission. Hematocrit, liver functions, lipid profile. Hepatitis and syphilis screens are drawn, too. Signed permission isn't required. This patient didn't mind needles or giving blood. He'd given plenty already, and none of it needed his signature. But HIV testing is different. You can't draw an HIV test without someone's knowledge and assent. The law says so. At least in Massachusetts, the law was passed protectively. It dates from the days when having HIV was medically and socially terminal. It was meant as an incarnation of the Fifth Amendment. It protected a person against diagnostic self-incrimination. I rustled through filing cabinets behind the nursing station to find consent forms and grabbed a pen by the vital signs book. By this time, the patient was out of restraints. I offered him the form. He refused to sign. I called the hospital lawyer for permission to force the test without consent. Testing under these circumstances should be mandatory. The victim didn't ask to be bitten. Sounding as if she couldn't believe it herself, the lawyer said courts have always ruled on behalf of the assailant. Police officers go through this daily. So do firemen, EMT workers, and all the other line cooks of society. You can't force anyone to take the test, even when they've spit or bitten, even for the benefit of a victim. The staff member chose to begin prophylaxis and was out for a time with side effects. Making that decision in the dark is like undergoing a second assault that could have been prevented.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.